This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil a $1.9 trillion coronavirus plan to turn the tide on the pandemic. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Biden says his number one concern is to get the virus under control. His plan, which he's expected to announce this evening, involves speeding up the vaccination delivery campaign. His goal is to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days. The pace of vaccination is nearing 1 million shots a day, but it would have to be almost twice that to reach his mark. Biden also wants Congress to pump more money to states to help their efforts to contain the virus and pay for basic services. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Ahead of next week's inauguration, states are lending National Guard troops to Washington and preparing for armed protests at home. AP's Jennifer King reports.
As National Guard troops sleep on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., other states are preparing for possible unrest.
All 50 capitals in this country are potentially under attack.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and other officials say they're prepared.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
The FBI is setting up a command post in Portland, Oregon, which has been a hotbed for demonstrations. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the state house starting on Sunday and calling in the Ohio National Guard to back up law enforcement in Columbus.
Violence will not be tolerated.
I'm Jennifer King.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading Thursday in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.22%, the S&P lost 0.38%, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.12%. This is VOA News. Vote counting began Thursday in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission.
Regardless of the arrests, the people of Uganda, who we have been calling upon all along to take charge of their future, to take charge of this election.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Meteorological Organization warns that record-setting global temperatures are accelerating the pace of human-induced climate change. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization says the past decade was the warmest on record, encompassing six of the world's hottest years. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis tells VOA the record-setting temperature events indicate a persistent long-term climate change trend.
It's a clear signal that climate change is continuing. There's no sign of it easing off at all, quite the contrary.
The WMO says La Niña, a naturally occurring cooling climate phenomenon, put a brake on 2020's record-setting heat at the end of the year. La Niña is expected to continue into the early to mid part of this year. However, meteorologists note La Niña's cooling effect is only temporary. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The number of people seeking unemployment aid soared last week to nearly 1 million, the most since late August. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Before the pandemic, weekly applications typically numbered around 225,000. This week, it's close to 1 million.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
We, you know, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks.
But there may be help on the way as the Biden administration is set to take over next week.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do.
I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.